How can self-judgment actually slow down your injury recovery when you have an overtraining injury as a runner? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
And when you get injured and stop running, you start to actually lose your identity. And one of the things that I notice most in runners who have been injured and they've gone a couple of weeks or a couple of months without running is they are really bummed out, they are really grumpy, and they don't even view themselves as a runner anymore because they're not running. So you have to get back on track, but you don't want to develop bad habits. And some of those are self-judgment. And what happens is that when you get down on yourself because you're skipping workouts and you're looking at your training program and you realize that you haven't done any of these workouts for the last 2 weeks, it makes you feel like a slacker. And then you start to beat yourself up mentally. Believe it or not, this is counterproductive to healing. And you do not want to do things that make you more stressed out. Negative self-talk will increase stress hormones and make you more stressed out. It's also not good for your own self-esteem. So no therapist is going to tell you that you should basically emotionally beat up on yourself, because all therapists would know that that's terrible for you. So I am not a therapist. This is not mental health advice. I'm just telling you that if you are looking to get back to running, you need to start identifying yourself as a runner, because you're gonna run. The way you do that is small wins with actually taking little things that you can do that might rebuild your running fitness, and they'll start getting you back to running. Those are things I talk about all the time in some of the trainings and the podcast episodes that are member-only podcast episodes inside the Injured Runners Aid Station. If you ever want to check that out, you can go to doconrun.com/aidstation and see how to join me there. But you want to remember that you've got to be on your own team. And you should not be criticizing yourself or having negative self-talk or negative judgments about yourself when you get injured. It is a thing that happened. You have to see what you can learn from it. You have to see how you can use that information to make you a stronger runner later. And if you do that, you will get back to running a whole lot faster. So come check it out, doconrun.com/aidstation, and I'll see you inside.